Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. I have with me in this virtual studio, exciting co-host for this morning, Dr. Hayward Horton. Dr. Horton, welcome back to the broadcast.
Good morning, Lalisa. I'm just excited and happy to be here.
Thank you so much, and we are excited and happy to have you. This very, very exciting, important topic, becoming an entrepreneur, being an entrepreneur. We were talking yesterday, and the topic got, you know, so exciting, we ran out of time, and we want to definitely continue. That thought, I was just loving how you were starting to talk about how a person could not just be a businessman, but be a businessman. So we want to talk more about that, and I just want to welcome our audience for tuning. Thank you for tuning in again each and every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on All About Entrepreneur, the show to help you grow. You know, we want to help you grow in your finances, your personal life, and your social life, and what you're doing in your household, in your community, in your places of employment, in your businesses. Because we've learned, talking with Dr. Horton, we've learned that being an entrepreneur doesn't just happen because you go out and start a business. So I want to welcome you, those of you who will tune into the chat room or go back to the archive. Welcome, you know, all the students in. You're going to gain a lot of information that can help you, people who are just starting your businesses. You're not sure what it's all about, but you're up against the wall because you've been looking for a job. Some of you have been looking for a job for a long time. You haven't found one yet. You're getting frustrated. You're getting fed up, and it's getting serious. It's getting critical. You need to know what to do, how you can bring an income into your life, same time, give yourself something positive and productive to work on and to do. Also, for those people who might be in transition, maybe you have worked for many years and you've put years in an organization, and but now you're faced with an early retirement or things have changed in your company and you're not sure what to do now. You're too young to just go and sit in a rocking chair. And you have all this energy, and you want to know what to do. So, Dr. Horton, I want to turn it over to you now and share with us what you have to share, because you have some good stuff about being an entrepreneur.
Well, the first thing I want to say is that, again, I want to thank you for having me on the show this morning. And I think it's important that we are having this conversation on Black History Month, because there is a very rich history of the Black community having business that most of us haven't had an opportunity to be exposed to. And there's this misperception that black folks are perhaps less likely to go into business than other people, but actually that's not our history. And yesterday we were talking about Jay-Z, excellent contemporary example of a young man, very talented, who didn't just want to, quote-unquote, be a rap singer, but he decided to actually control his brand, to be the business. And he's an excellent example that we can follow, and the young people today can follow, and perhaps even those of us who are perhaps not so young can follow. Because what do? Let's say you're trying to get into the music business. You're a talented rapper or singer. The first thing, in order to be an entrepreneur, is to realize that you've got to control your destiny. And so that means that just like in any other business, you must do the research to understand how the entire business works. And so if you're going to be a rapper, you got to understand also the fact that, well, you would actually control your destiny if you have your own label. You got to also understand how is money made in the music business. That means you got to understand music production. You also have to understand music publishing. You have to understand music distribution. All these things you got to understand. And so what Jay-Z did, he started with his partner, started his own label, Rockefeller Records. But then he didn't stop there because he used that as a branding technique. So now they have Rockaware, the clothing that a lot of us, I myself, have gotten gifts of Rockwell. He's got a cologne line, okay? And most importantly, one of the things that he has done, just as Berry Gordy before him, he sought out other talented youth and signed them to his label. For instance, many of us are certainly aware that Rihanna, who is a very popular black pop star, was discovered by Jay-Z. Now, Rihanna has sold millions of records over the last few years. Well, that's on Jay-Z's label. So every time Rihanna makes a sale, that goes into Jay-Z's pocket. He has not opened his mouth to rap one rhyme. So the point is that once you understand the business of what you're doing, a true entrepreneur does the research, understands the big picture, and then decide where you start. But understand you want to control as much of your destiny as possible. And so again, Jay-Z is an excellent example of that.
Hmm. Well, so that's a good right there, and a good lesson, a good teaching for people that want to go into business, or even if you are into business already, you want to maybe back up and put that plan together. I know you had mentioned on the other segment yesterday and talking about that business plan and how you have to plan for your business. You want your business to be a success, and it sounds like this is what Mr. Jay-Z has done and has done quite well. He had a plan. He had a vision.
That's right.
He put the vision.
Yes. That research. He did his research, and then he wrote down a plan. And that's the key. You know, nothing happens. Nothing happens until you write it down. We tend to think that we can keep things in our head. Yeah, but something magical happens when we write it down. I realize this is a modern age, so that might mean getting on your computer and typing it down. But the bottom line is you got to put it down in writing, crystallize that plan. And you're right. Once you got to have a plan, and once you have a plan, then you execute it. And it sounds simple, and on the surface, the principle is quite simple, but the practice is hard because if in fact it was easy, then everybody would be an entrepreneur. And to help people with that, one of the things I want to point out is my partners and I are developing a series of workshops that we'll be presenting all over the country Our first one will be in Virginia Beach on October 18th and 19th. And again, we're talking about the entrepreneurship revolution. And we're going to also be in Jersey on November 1st and 2nd. And for those who are interested, please go to entrepreneurshiprevolution.wordpress.com. Again, entrepreneurshiprevolution.wordpress.com. And we're going to be providing people not only with the ABCs of becoming entrepreneurship, but with the basic knowledge of what entrepreneurship is and its importance, and not only in the in Black culture, but also in the tradition of this country. We got to understand that entrepreneurship really means innovation and creativity applied to any aspect of your life or any human endeavor. And so whether you're talking about, even if you're in a church and you're trying to address some type of issue or problem, entrepreneurship is a great way of reaching new heights. If you're in some other organization, similarly, you can use entrepreneurship. Entrepreneurship does not mean necessarily starting a business, but of course, we will talk about at the workshop the ABCs of entrepreneurship if you want to be self-employed. And so it's really about empowerment. We want to be a revolution. We want more and more people to become entrepreneurs, and so that we can not only uplift the community, but I go as far as say uplift this nation.
And of course, we know if we can always expand that and say uplift this world. Because there are countries around the world that really would benefit from those workshops that you're talking about.
Some countries are desperate. Here's the thing. You started off this conversation about young people and unemployment. One of the things that we're going to talk about in this workshop is looking at the relationship between entrepreneurship and unemployment. And, again, I could just simply say right now, without going into too much detail, history shows that when unemployment goes up, so does entrepreneurship. Another way of saying it is when employment goes down, entrepreneurship goes up. And as you might imagine, people turn to entrepreneurship oftentimes as a means of survival. Well, here's the thing. Believe it or not, during these hard economic times, this is a great time to be an entrepreneur. And one of the things that we want to teach people is, first of all, to be able to really realize and see opportunities as they arrive, and being able to act on them. And we talked yesterday about how every day, each and every one of us has thousands of ideas, perhaps running through our heads. And at some point, we say, "Oh, that's a great idea. I think I'm going to do that one day." and yet we wait too long. You turn on the TV, somebody's done your idea.
Yeah.
You know, the old folks used to say, and I later found out this was in the Bible, there's nothing new under the sun. And the key is, are you going to act on it? We talked yesterday about a young woman who went to a public restroom and it wasn't clean, and she decided to come up with this little kit to spray on the seat to sanitize it, and now she's a millionaire.
Yeah, clean your own.
You go into just a tiny little spray and a little kit. You spray on the toilet, boom, you got a sanitized toilet. Then you can use it with peace of mind. And so how many of us have thought about something? Let's be honest. You say, "Oh man, somebody ought to do something. Why this ain't bathroom got to be clean?" You know, oftentimes we put tissue on the on the toilet seat, they don't have those covers. The woman said that about 99% of all women that go into the public bathroom hover over the seat instead of sitting on it. Well, the thing is that she came up with a simple idea, and it's an idea that probably a billion people have had before, but she acted on it. And so my point is, what is your idea?
Mm-hmm.
Take it off the shelf. Act on it. This is what we want to do to try to, first of all, to get people to see that they need to release the entrepreneur that's lying dormant within them.
Well, you know, some of the, there's about, I think altogether, there's like these six or five basic characteristics of entrepreneurs. And one of them is that entrepreneurs are self-directed. They have to learn how to be, you know, self-directed. Secondly, entrepreneurs are they have to be self-nurturing. Entrepreneurs have to be, we already said they have to be action-oriented. They have to be energetic. And I think there's at least one more. It escapes me right this second, but it'll probably be before the end of the show. But this is, again... That's a textbook definition right there. This is what I've been teaching business students for years. That I know it's in our textbook, but these are the five or six basic things. And again, the main one: an entrepreneur is self-directed. An entrepreneur doesn't need someone to tell them, "Okay, you can do that now." I'm just saying, you know, that might be their skill set, but as an entrepreneur. That's the number one, is that you're self-directed. You don't have to wait for someone to tell you, okay, you can go start your own record label, or you
that's
can
right.
go start your own clothing label, or you can go start your own library. You're self-directed. You tell yourself when that you're going to go do something, and then that you're self-nurturing. And what I tell my students about self-nurturing is that, you know, I mean, the definition is in the textbook, but I always give them my own personal definition of what I've seen and experienced. You have to be able to basically lick your own wounds. You have to be able to do like it says in the scripture, encourage yourself. When you're down and out and you feel discouraged, or you've lost the deal, or you didn't go through the way you wanted it to in your plans, you have to be able to pick yourself back up, dust yourself off, and convince yourself that you're still okay.
Absolutely. And, you know, and although I don't know if this is in your textbook, I also know that another characteristic that an entrepreneur must have is the willingness to take a risk. Oftentimes when you are an entrepreneur, it's a calculated risk.
Yeah.
Meaning that you sit down and plan. You don't just hop out there. But it still is a risk because... The bottom line is that whenever you stick your neck out, there is always the chance of failure. And people don't realize that the most successful people in the world are only successful 51% of the time, but that's okay. That's all you need. Behind every success is a lot of failure. There's the example of, I'll give you an excellent example, since this is Black History Month. We want to talk about the example of the Temptations, one of the absolute greatest musical groups ever to go into a studio and hit the American scene. Before they were successful, they had a lot of songs that just weren't hitting the charts, and they were just about to give up, and yet they plowed on. And eventually, Smokey Robinson came up with "The Way You Do the Things You Do," their first hit, and that led to the explosion for them to become the great group. After 50 years, still a standard in the music business. You know, we can also look at Berry Gordy himself. who, as a young man, was a songwriter. He was a successful songwriter, but the bottom line is the record companies that he was working with were cheating him. He come back. He had a big song on the late great Jackie Wilson. And in fact, Barry Gordy wrote that classic song "To Be Loved," and when he got his check back off a million dollar seller, and it was barely $20.
Mm.
And at the time, there was a young guy walking beside him who was a teenager, a leader of a teenage group that Barry was working with. That young man, and he was a teenager. That young man happened to be Smokey Robinson. He said, "Man, you couldn't do any worse. You was doing this yourself. Why don't you be the man? Start your own company."
Mm.
And it was that basic, that failure in terms of he was successful in terms of writing hit songs, but the failure was the business model, letting somebody else control his destiny. And it was only then that he decided to start his record business, and it was not easy. So you to be an entrepreneur, you've got to be willing to take a risk. But the old folks used to say that basically the fruit is out there. You got to go out on a limb to get the fruit. And if you want success, then you're going to have to risk failure. And that is just it. And too many people are afraid to fail. If you are afraid to fail, then you are afraid to succeed.
Wow. Well, I'm going to see if on that note I can play a quick commercial, and then we'll be right back. So don't go away. Back. I want to pick up on that note, on that comment right there. If you are afraid to fail, you'll succeed.
Hi. Are you a woman that's a leader and also an entrepreneur and looking for a group of like-minded, empowered individuals that you can connect with? Well, I want to tell you about Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association. Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association, WLEIA, recently launched its new membership organization. As a member, you will have the opportunity to connect with other leaders and individuals who can help you in your development, help you as you grow your business, your life, and those around you. Trial membership is being offered right now at the very low rate of just $20. As a $20 member, you will get self-directed coaching, online group coaching. You will be able to be listed in our WLEIA directory, get a free online leadership assessment, and many, many other benefits. Well, here at WLEIA, we believe that membership has its privileges. So go on over to the website, check it out, and we hope that you join with our membership today. Go to http://WLEIAssociation.wildapricot.org.
Okay. So there you have it. We have the commercial. For those individuals who are interested in that, they will be able to get mentored. Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association is alive and well. We just picked up two additional members in the past couple of days, so we could not be more excited. We are right on point. But like you said, Dr. Horton, it is so important to take that risk. Wow, I mean, that right there is huge. Right before the commercial break, you had stated something that I want to pick back up on and just talk about for that minute about that failing. If you're afraid to fail, you're really afraid to succeed.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Because failure is a part of success. you know, we look at, go back throughout history and look at every successful person. We only see the success. We don't see all the failures that happened before that success. And that is what we have to keep in mind. You know, the only problem is, the only thing that's different between a failure and a success is that people who are successful got off the mat when circumstances knocked them down.
Mm-hmm.
And for instance, looking at a baseball analogy, one time it was noted that Babe Ruth was the home run king. The reality is, what people didn't realize is that he also struck out more than anybody else too. Okay. And the same thing, you look at the success of Abraham Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, people look at it, but if you look at his story, he had a lot of failure before he started winning elections.
Mm.
And the same with Thomas Edison, the guy's credited with the light bulb. He had over 600 failures before he got that one light bulb to work. Suppose he stopped at 599. And so my point is that if you're going to be an entrepreneur, you got to risk failure. And to be honest, you're going to experience some failure. And what you have to do is just realize that you just found another way that certainly you can succeed. You push that to the side and go and move on. And so you learn the lesson and move on. But you got to take that risk.
Yeah, I think Thomas Edison or one of them said something like that. He said, no, I didn't fail that 999 times or whatever amount of times it was. He said, I just found that many ways that it didn't work.
That's right. That's right.
You're just looking for what will work. If I give up being an entrepreneur, okay, I tried, it didn't work. I tried that, it didn't work. I tried Avon, it didn't work. I tried this, it didn't work. But you keep trying. Eventually, you will find what works for you. If you're destined to do that. You know, some people, they already know that they're destined to be entrepreneurs. But then the other thing, too, is that I think in this country, or one of the other things I should say, is that I think in this country, you know, we're trained to be fearful of taking risk. That's number one. A little kid tries to do some stunt or whatever, and the parents, and I've been guilty of it, no, don't, stop, wait, you know. So we're training them up from the womb to not take risk. Then when they get out of, you know, we go to school, get a job, go to school, get a job, go to school, go to college, get a job, go to school for free, pay all that money to go to college, and go out and work for somebody for the rest of your life and barely make enough to even pay for the college.
Mm-hmm.
Barely make enough to pay for the college. So when I was in college, I said, so as I was sitting there, every semester I'd get my term bill every semester, and I'd look at that bill, and it was mounting. It was growing. It was never shrinking. And I kept saying, well, wow, what kind of job am I going to have to get to be able to pay this bill?
Absolutely.
I said, well, let's position myself. And then I, as of course, being a business major, learning about entrepreneur and business owners, and what they taught us in school is that business owners create wealth, not just for themselves, but for their stockholders. That's what they do. They create wealth for the stockholder. Well, the person or the stockholder can be, say, a million persons if you have like an AT&T type stock or an IBM type stock. You may have millions of stockholders. Well, the business owners are creating wealth for those people, the business. And so I thought, okay, I need a business creating wealth, not just to go get a job. So anyway, that's just my little thoughts.
Absolutely. And let me build on that. We want to talk about this, about getting back to this workshop, because the whole difference between income and wealth is one of the things that we definitely want to teach. And so we want people, again, we're going to be in Virginia Beach, October 18th and 19th. In Jersey, we're talking November 1st and 2nd. Please go to entrepreneurshiprevolution.wordpress.com. Again, entrepreneurshiprevolution.wordpress.com. But just quickly, we start talking about the difference between income and wealth. Income is something you got to earn. But income is temporary. Wealth is something that you can transfer from one generation to the next. You can't transfer your job, but you can transfer the wealth that you own to the next generation. And that is the difference. Another way of saying it is like this. Income is temporary, but wealth is relatively permanent. Okay?
You know what else I'm going to pick this up to next week as well. You know what I like? Income, I love those, absolutely. And I like this one too. I was thinking, of course, you know that as you were talking.
Income,
you know me, my brain. Income is income you earn, wealth you create.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That is a good one. Income you earn, wealth you create.
And so, to me, that fits perfectly with your concept of this entrepreneurial innovation marriage. Entrepreneurship is basically being able to innovate and to be creative. And, you know, I mean, I can't help but to remember the words. You know, I'm a creator, you're a creator. God said, I create you in my image. Well, we're created in the image of a creator. And so, in our communities, especially in the Black communities, and like you said, this is Black History Month, reminding us of that, thank you, and having this discussion that in our communities, some of the devastation that we've seen in some of our inner cities that are so distraught with poverty and high unemployment for so long has to do with the lack of this. My sister, we were talking, and she said there's a desperate lack of resources in a lot of the inner city communities. That number one resource is the creative and entrepreneurial mindset.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's not like it's not entrepreneurs there, because in a sense, a person trying to go out and sell drugs to create wealth for their families, they're doing such a destruction at the same time, there's no real benefit from that.
Right. Well, what we need to do is to get these persons to basically translate that illegal activity to legal activity and show them an avenue.
We must.
And the main avenue, given that we're talking about a legal hustle, as opposed to an illegal hustle, is you have something that you can build on that can have some longevity, because an illegal hustle is a short term proposition. Eventually, you're going to be jailed or killed, and so the key is how do we get those individuals to say, okay, you got to do what you want to do to survive. Let's do something, pick those same skills, the same talents, that same innovation and creativity, and let's do it in the legal arena.
I think we can say it just like that. We developed the center I was telling you about that we have in Elizabeth. One of the first workshops we developed for that center, because we realized the population around us, was a workshop entitled, If You Can Sell Drugs, You Can Sell Anything.
Whoa! That's powerful.
Yeah. And we had a few young men, they were the postman saw our flyer, and he said, I know some young dudes around here, actually there were men, he said, I know some young dudes, they need to come to this. And so he sent them to us. And so the first person that actually walked across our threshold to come to a training were these young African-American men that were about in their early 20s. They had been arrested before. They had done some jail time, and they said, but we don't want to go back. you know, but now we have this criminal record, but we want to be able to make a living. And they were very receptive of what we were doing over there. So we're going to probably continue to do that. And then we have another group that we're working with, same concept over in Jersey City, that we're working with now, that we're putting them through that program concept. If you can sell drugs, you can sell anything. And me being the type of entrepreneur I am, I understand wanting that freedom, wanting to make your own day, wanting to set your own schedule, wanting to let your own creative juices flow like a Jay-Z type, but or Bill Gates or Thomas Edison or Dr. Hayward Horton or Francine Humphrey or so many people, our guests on the phone line, our guests in the chat room, and so many others, who have the entrepreneurial spirit. So we want to teach them that. And the beautiful thing is that the harvest is white. In almost every community, there's a group of people who, if we probably would just show them how to make the transition from selling, like you say, going from an illegal hustle just to illegal, that's all. It's the only difference. Because a lot of these dudes out there that are hustling drugs, they're standing on the corners. They're not making that much.
Oh, no. And they're putting their lives at risk, or their freedom at risk. And those are the type of risks that we want people to take.
Yeah, and their families are at risk. Our families are at risk. Our society, our nation is at risk. And here we have an answer. You see, that, like you said, that's that entrepreneurial thing. Like you said, with the woman with the little toilet seat cleaner.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people have the idea, let's go out there and help them. Let's teach them how to go from illegal to legal hustle. But who's going to go do it? Who's going to take that action and do it?
Well, again, that's why with this workshop, we're hoping that we want to hope not only to excite individuals to be entrepreneurs, but we're hoping to be able to educate leaders who can go back and spread the gospel of entrepreneurship. And hopefully that's going to have an impact, because just as you say, there are a lot of young people out there who have these illegal hustles, and that is a danger. We saw the other day a teenage girl who was killed in Chicago, who days before actually performed at the White House during the inauguration. And what we're talking about is, I mean, there's too much collateral damage. There's too much wasted life and potential in our communities. And what we need to do is to get many of these young people to give up these illegal hustles and start legal hustles. And that means entrepreneurship. Okay, you don't want to work for nobody else, fine. Great, you don't have to. Let's show you how to use those same skills so you can do something honestly, you can build something for your family.
And here's what we know. Once you do it with all you don't need every dude out there. All you need is that main one. You take that leader and you show him or her, and they're going to bring everybody else going to follow, because that's what people do. They follow the leader. So
that's it.
There's another mission. So Dr. Horton, I suspect, will be on the phone talking about, but that's real. And I thank our listeners for tuning in, for staying with us. We are out of time. We've gone a little bit over. That's because I don't have to rush down to the college today. But when I have to rush down to the college, I have to jump off right at 7:30. But Blog Talk will turn us off with no warning. So I want to say our goodbyes right now. They let us go a little bit over 7:30, but now we're in the danger zone to just saying bye. but I want to thank the listeners for tuning in, staying tuned, listen to the archive, share it with your friends. This is exciting information. You don't want to keep it for yourself. The pie is big enough that everybody's going to get a slice. Don't be afraid to share it. Dr. Horton, again, thank you so much for your insight, your knowledge. I know you probably won't be able to come back as much next week, but anytime you can chime in, please, we would appreciate it. But we are going to continue these discussions. We have guests coming on next week. I'm hoping Francine Humphrey, partner, will also be able to come and, you know, share about her entrepreneurial experience and vision and mission. We have many other entrepreneurs that are scheduled to come on. So we just thank you, Dr. Horton, and we want everyone to go look up the workshop that you all are putting forth, to go to entrepreneurshiprevolution.wordpress.com. entrepreneurshiprevolution.wordpress.com. Go to there, sign up for the workshops when they come to your city. If you have a city that you would like to bring that workshop to your city, you can send them a message right from off WordPress, or you can connect with Dr. Hayward Horton. Send them an inbox on Facebook, or myself, or Francine Humphrey. I'll get the message to them if you inbox me. Everyone, have a great day and a powerful day. Dr. Horton, we'll see. Well, I don't know if we'll see you back which days, but when we do see you back, we'll be very excited. You've been an awesome, awesome addition to the show all this week to launch us and to get us really kickstart this show all about entrepreneurs.
Thank you. My pleasure to be here. And again, I want to thank your listeners for tuning in this morning.
Awesome. Awesome. Going to get it done.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs, and visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars, where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.